Hi there, welcome to this YouTube video. It's titled Relationship Myths. I'm going to be talking about 7 or 8 of them. What is a myth? A myth is just something that is widely believed that is not necessarily true. A widely believed thought, a widely believed theory that is not necessarily true. And there are so many of them, especially on the relationship topic. There's so many of them, but I'm going to deal with 7 relationship myths. You don't want to miss. All right. So number one relationship myth, people normally say there are no rules for relationships. I'm sure you must have heard this one before, that there are no rules for relationship. That is literally one of the funniest things I've ever heard. All right. One of the things you need to notice, first of all, is that people that say these things either do not have relationships or do not have successful relationships. So that's why they say there are no rules for relationship. No, there are rules for every single thing. Ask any successful businessman, he will tell you there are rules. Ask any successful career person, he will tell you there are rules. There are rules for anything that is working. That is why it's not working for everybody. Somebody is obeying the rules, somebody is ignoring or disobeying the rules. So there are rules to relationships. All right? There are rules to relationships. So it involves, you know, let me give you an idea. Why people say there are no rules sometimes. They say things like, oh, what works for one might not work for another person. There's a point to that, but that is not trying to say there are no rules. So let me explain. The principles for successful relationships and marriages are fixed. They never change. However, the methods of applying those principles might vary. So if that is what they mean, that's correct. But most of them are trying to say there are no rules. There are rules. So let me give you an example. Part of the rules of successful relationships is that we need to spend time together. That's companionship. That cannot change. That cannot change. Now, the methods can change. We can spend time indoors. We can spend time outdoors. We can spend time doing a shared activity or doing something we have shared interest in. But spending time together is a part of the rules for relationship. Another example is communication. It's a major rules for relationship. You know, conflict resolution is their rules. So there are rules to everything. Just the methods might be different. The methods might be different. I might choose to communicate by calling. I might choose to communicate by texting. I might choose to communicate by visiting. But we must communicate. All right. So the principles of successful relationships never change. So there are rules. There are rules to every single thing. Rules to flying a plane. Rules to succeeding in business. Rules to rules for everything, really. All right. So the point is that it's a relationship myth that there are no rules for relationship. No, there are rules. Usually people saying there are no rules don't have relationships or don't have successful relationships. All right. Myth number two. People usually say, follow your heart, follow your heart. And by that, most times, they mean follow how you feel. They mean follow your instincts, follow your emotions. That is a bad relationship advice. When it comes to relationships, don't just follow your emotions. Don't just follow how you feel. You see, your emotions are real, but they are not always right. Take note of that, please. Your emotions are real, but they are not always right. Meaning that your emotions can be so real, however, they can be based on something totally false. Now, that is why you can watch a movie and cry or laugh or feel like, you know, you are part of what is going on in the character's life, but your feelings are real, but the scenario is not real. So you need to understand that your emotions are not always right. They can be real, but they are not right. So you can't let them lead you. You can't let your emotions guide you. So when people say follow your heart, they usually mean follow your feelings, follow your instincts, follow, you know, your natural inclinations. Don't do that when it comes to relationship. As a matter of fact, don't do that when it comes to any issue of life. Follow facts. Facts don't lie. All right? Follow facts. Many people get into trouble when they just follow how they feel. And this is why some people stay in abusive relationships. This is why some people stay in unhealthy relationships. They just say, oh, I love him. But everything is wrong about this relationship. This person lies. This person is not loyal. This person doesn't respect you. This person doesn't love you. This person doesn't believe in you. Nothing is working in that relationship except your feelings. You see, after a while, what you need to know about feelings is that feelings are fickle. They are so fickle. So they can be here today and they might not be here tomorrow. They disappear. They have a way of disappearing without warning. So this is why people move from, I love you, I can't live without you, to I hate you and I can't even live with you. I can't stand you. All right? Because they're dependent on emotions. Real love is going to be, you know, based on real facts, real character traits, real personalities. Those are the things you look out for in a real relationship to say, hey, you know, do I like this person? What are the factors that make for a healthy relationship? What are they red flags here in spite of how I feel? We all, if you check your life, we all have loved someone one time or the other that was not healthy for us, that was not good for us, or that didn't even love us back. So you can't follow your heart, follow the rules, follow the facts, follow the principles. You can never, never go wrong. I can never forget many years ago, I wanted to buy a property. And I met the owner, we agreed on the price. I was going to, you know, make a deposit, and I was going to make a deposit and get the remaining to balance up later. Now, I was excited about this house. I was excited about getting this property in this location because I wanted to live there. And my agent told me that we need to sign papers to show that we're giving this man the deposit. I said, look, no need. I trust this man. I'm excited about this place. This guy is even doing us a favor by allowing us spread the payment. Let's just give him the money. And my agent said, no, he would never allow that. Now, on their job, they stay with the principles. They stay with the facts. You never make any payment without receipt, without agreement that this money will be returned if for any reason this deal doesn't pull through. I was so excited. I didn't think all that was necessary. You see, the fact that he stayed with the facts saved me and got my money back because I couldn't come up with the payment on the right time, and the man got somebody else to buy the house, and he was not ready to return my deposit. What even got him to return it was that we threatened legal action because we had a document that he had signed that said he was going to return the money. So imagine if we didn't have documents. Even with the document signed, he didn't want to return. So imagine if we had no document signed, that guy would have gotten away. My point is that I was excited emotions, but the facts always save the day. All right? You can't trust your emotions, guys. You can't trust your emotions. People have fallen in love with other people's husbands or wives. People have fallen in love with their cousins, their brothers, people they can never marry. Your emotions can't be trusted. There's no limit to how wrong your emotion can go. So don't just follow your heart. Follow the rules. Follow the facts. Follow the principles. You will not get burnt. All right. Number three. All right. Myth number three. This one says, there's one person for you on the earth. That there's one special person that God has created for you. Some people say he's your soulmate, you know. The truth is that there's not one exact person meant for you in the whole world. You actually have a lot of godly options. Or let me say it this way, a lot of good options. And they're all available. All right. There's not one person that this must be the person I must marry. No. To be happy. That I must marry this certain guy called John from Texas or else I will not be happy. No. No. There are many godly options. Many good options. You just have to check them out and choose one. All right. So don't be stuck and saying there's one exact person, because there's some people that have been stuck because said, oh, I missed God's will. I missed that perfect plan of God for my life, so I can't marry right anymore. I can't marry God's will anymore. No, that's not true. You can pass up many good options and still run into other good options. All right? You have many options available to you. So that's the next relationship myth, thinking that there's one person. And you know what? Being soulmates doesn't mean you necessarily have to find somebody that you agree with on everything. Being soulmates will require both of you building together, building friendship. And both of you must be willing, you know, to work at it. That's how you become soulmates. That's how you become close friends. That's how you build intimacy, all right? Intimacy is not necessarily something that you stumble into. It's something that you build. All right. So next point. Next relationship myth is that all marriages or all relationships have ups and downs. That is true and not true at the same time, depending on what you're trying to say. All right. Now, relationships generally, we have issues in terms of, oh, we have differences. We are understanding each other better. That is normal. However, there's a difference between that and a problematic relationship. And there's a difference between that and a troubled relationship. So let me give you an example. When you have a car, there are some problems your car will have. You don't even need to go to the mechanic shop to fix it. You can fix it at home. You can just change something, change your fuse, tweak something, pump your tires, you know, inflate your tires again. There are some problems your car will have. It needs to be grounded for you know, a certain time. And there's some problems your car will have, the mechanic will recommend that you get a new car. You know, I'm a car person, so I always use car examples. So those are three levels of problems, you know. There are times I've tried to, I rebuild cars. Those of you that follow me a lot, you know that. There are cars I've tried to rebuild that I spent more money, I spent money that would have taken me to buy a new car to try to rebuild a dead car. You know, I learned the hard way. So the point is that relationships have issues, but not when you are having incessant, continuous conflict, incessant, continuous quarreling. That is a sign that you guys are not headed the same way, that you have too many things against the relationship and that are not for the relationship. So am I saying a relationship must be perfect and totally no conflict? No, that might not be possible, but it doesn't have to be quarreling. It doesn't have to be fighting. Once it's turning into fighting and quarreling and all that, all the time, continuously, as in literally every week, every other week, you guys are having a heated argument, a heated quarrel, that is a red flag, all right? That is a red flag. Relationships can be smooth, can be peaceful, can be loving, even when there are disagreements, even when there are misunderstandings. It mustn't degenerate into real fighting or quarreling or abusive scenarios, all right? So there's a world of difference, okay? There's a world of difference. So I need you to be able to note and say, hey, is this problematic? Every week you are, some relationships are clearly toxic. You are drained every week. You are troubled. You don't sleep well at night. And you say, this is how love is. This is not how love is at all. All right? This is not the general experience at all. All right? So please, take note. This is a myth that all relationships must have problems. It's not necessarily true. Relationship myth number 5. This one says, we love each other. And that's all that matters. I see many young people make this mistake. They just say, oh, we just love each other. We don't even need premarital counseling. We don't even need to be submitted to anyone. We don't need mentors. We just love each other. That's all that matters. We don't need to care if the other person has a job. We don't have to ask important questions. Have they been married before? Do they have kids? We don't need all those things. Love is all we need. There's nobody divorced today that didn't once believe they were in love. They thought so. Love on its own is never enough. Love on its own is never enough. Relationships are simple and complex at the same time. All right? So it usually needs some guidance, some knowledge, some experience to navigate the paths. All right? It does need it. So just loving each other is never enough. And that is a common mistake people make. Just feel, oh, if you love each other, that's all that matters. No, there are some real issues that come up. In-laws, funds, money, job, where are we going to live? How many kids we will have? What are the roles we will play? Character traits, conflict management. How do we address conflict? You know, and a counselor and a mentor and a relationship coach can make life easy for you. Because a lot of things that break marriages, I find out that they can be avoided if there was someone helping them to navigate and understand that, hey, what your wife is saying is this, what your husband is saying is this, this is how your husband feels, this is how your wife feels. Bringing clarity, all right? So love is never enough. There are a lot of other things going on, all right, that determine if a relationship works or not. It's never just about I love you or I don't love you. In fact, most people hurting other people are doing it in the name of love. You need to know that. So love is not enough, okay? Follow proper teachings, understanding, learn. Knowledge is actually more powerful than love when it comes to a relationship. One of the common ones that that happens to people is when they transit from emotional love to intentional love. It's something I teach a lot, and it's from my book, You Don't Need a New Spouse. Most marriages get to the point where they feel, hey, I think I need a new husband. I think I need a new wife. I missed this one. Am I the wrong one? And it's a common feeling. The reason is because when you start, you are being powered by love the emotion. But along the line, you're supposed to move or transit to love the action or love the decision. So many people want to remain in emotional love and not transit to intentional love. You know, and what actually keeps a marriage going is intentional love. That means being intentional about meeting your partner's needs. And trust me, when you are just in the euphoric state of emotional love, you are blind. When they say love is blind, it's true. Because when you're in that euphoric state, you're not seeing anything. You just say, oh, this person is so wonderful. They have no flaws. They are perfect. You know, so that this person is perfect, they make no mistakes, they end my sentences or my words, we think alike, we just love each other, you know, nobody is perfect. You're soon going to start seeing their flaws. And you have to be more deliberate about forgiving them, about being considerate, about being tolerant, all right? Just like they say, love is blind, marriage is the eye-opener. That is actually a true saying, because in marriage, you start to see the person up close. And this is where you find out that loving each other is never just enough. Your character now counts. Your understanding of your spouse and of the opposite sex now matters and all that, all right? So next myth. Relationship myth number 6. This one says, relationship is luck. I see people say that, especially when they're upset. They say, this relationship thing is just luck. That relationships are just luck, all right? When people get upset, they say that a lot. You know, they're just trying to say, hey, that the whole relationship marriage thing is a game of chance. But that is not true at all right? I've been a counselor for over 20 years, and for most relationships that don't make it, the signs are obvious to a trained eye that this thing is not going to make it, all right? And to those ones that make it, you will see the healthy nature of that relationship. You see, the things that break a relationship are never the things that break a relationship. I don't know if that makes sense. The things that people say broke their marriage wasn't really what broke their marriage. So let me give you an example. When somebody says, my husband lost his job, or my wife lost their job, or then I couldn't handle the pressure and all that. That's not what broke the marriage. What broke the marriage is the level of closeness and intimacy they did not have. It's never about the money. Because if you check for every couple saying, this is the reason why we broke up, I can show you two couples that have been through or are going through the same thing and are doing well. All right. It's always about the commitment and the love both of them have built, the intimacy both of them have built over a period of time. The friendship, the understanding, the willingness to work. All right, so I've seen couples survive infidelity, infertility, insufficient funds, in-laws, interference, things that other people say are the reasons why I couldn't take it anymore. Or my wife didn't have a child for 3 years, for 5 years, or my husband or whatever, my husband cheated on me, or my wife cheated on me. I've seen people survive that. Now, I'm not saying cheating is right. I'm not saying not having money is right. Those are challenges, definitely. But I'm saying that those things are really not the reason why it broke. What the marriage was standing on is what determines what it can handle when the challenges come. So marriage is never luck. Relationships are never luck. There are principles to good relationships, and there are signs of bad relationships. If you go to our websites and all that, you see loads and loads of materials. I have a teaching called Relationships That Work, and I have another series called Relationships That Can't Work or That Won't Work. So I pointed out the qualities of a good, healthy relationship and the ones of a bad relationship, all right? So it's not luck. There are principles that govern everything in life. It's never luck. It's not a game of chance. Now, there will definitely be some element of the unknown. When you're marrying somebody, you can't fully know what they're going to become or what they're going to do. I understand that. But there are supposed to be some signs, some qualities, some characteristics that you're supposed to look out for and see before you move to the next level. They are usually there. Most times that I've sat with people that have broken a marriage or relationship, most times, almost 99% of the time, I found out that what is making the marriage break 5 years after was actually existing before the marriage started. Somewhere along the line, they felt they could handle it. They felt they could cope with it. And I think we all have done this in some area of our lives. You're leaving your house, you're well-dressed, and you notice your skirt or your trouser is getting torn somewhere. You say, hey, I can't go up and change. And I mean, I can't go back in and change my whole outfit. I have to change my shoes, everything, just because of this little tear. Maybe I can just be gentle throughout the trip. And you find out, it has happened to many of us, you'll find out along the line, right from you've not even gone to where you're going, and you see that the thing keeps expanding. And before the day is over, you're literally having to carry an extra bag to cover that part of your life. Or it can be other things, it can be your car is making a certain sound. Something's telling you, this car is not going to make it. Well, you say, look, I don't have the time. You know, I just want to move. You know, so we've all had those. So the signs are always there. That is my point. The signs are always there. You just need courage to look at the signs before you start. And I know it's not easy, but it's the right thing. Because if you say, I can't have patience to start again, or I don't have patience to wait for the right person, you will need patience when you marry the wrong person still. So you don't miss the patience class. You will need patience. All right? The difference is that the patience inside the marriage is called long-suffering. That's what they call it biblically, because it involves staying long and suffering for long. All right? So you can't say, oh, I don't have patience. I can't wait. I'm tired of being single. No, you are still going to need patience when you marry the wrong person. So I usually say the only thing worse than being single and lonely is being married and lonely. That's the only thing worse than being single and lonely. So, hey, if you're single and lonely, work on that loneliness now that you're single. Don't try to think marriage will solve the problem, because it won't. All right? So it's not a game of luck. There are principles that govern it. Last myth, which is going to be given to me by the two people here that have given the task. What's the last myth? All right. So relationship myth number 7. This one is interesting. It says, you always need to feel a spark. All right. So many people have preconceived ideas of what real love is. And it's not their fault. From the cartoons and the movies we've watched, it paints a picture of fantasy, paints a picture of, you know, romance. And people think this is how real relationships or marriages work. So they expect that you always need to have this spark. You have to have this butterfly in your stomach. What you need to realize is that a butterfly has a very short lifespan. So it doesn't work. It's not, you don't always need a spark for it to be a good relationship. Sometimes having meaningful understanding, having good friendship is what actually sustains a relationship more than just a spark, all right? A spark is a short, bright light, all right? It comes and it can go, all right? But a real relationship is more stable, built more on understanding, shared interest, mutual respect, real things that are not necessarily a spark, all right? So for there to be a good relationship, you don't always have to have a spark. Now, there are moments when there will be emotional highs, definitely, but it's not, real relationships are not run by sparks, all right? They are run by real friendship, community, commitment, things like that is what runs a real relationship, not a spark, all right? And the last one I'm throwing in today, it's a common one also. People believe, oh, if you're really going to know somebody well, you have to move in with them. If you're going to trust somebody, if you're really going to know what their real character is like, you both have to move in before you get married. The statistics say otherwise. Statistics show that when people move in together before marriage, that relationship is more likely not to progress to marriage. And even when it does, the marriage itself becomes endangered, all right? Marriage will involve trust. Marriage will involve building real friendship, but it doesn't involve necessarily moving in together. Moving in together exposes you to the challenges of marriage without the commitment of marriage, all right? That's what it does. And it shows that the woman most likely is trying to secure the relationship. The man is trying to secure sex. Or let me say it this way, the woman is trying to get security. The man is trying to get utility. What do I mean? The man is enjoying the fact that this woman is serving all his needs, all right? If he really loves you and he can't wait to have you, then he should marry you. All right, moving together has shown and has proven not to help the relationship, but rather to spoil the relationship. So it usually shows a lack of commitment, shows people that are not willing to pay the full price for the benefits they want to get. It really doesn't have any positive impact on the relationship. It's just a myth. The right things to follow, the right procedures, and get married if you want to get married. All right, and live happily ever after. So I hope this blessed you. Thank you. I just dropped a few of these relationship myths. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel, like and share, send to somebody and write your comments. We'd like to know if this has helped you. And we have loads of services we can render that can help your marriage and relationships. We do counseling, whether premarital, postmarital, infidelity recovery counseling, clarity sessions to help you know if you're doing the right thing. We also train relationship coaches and counselors. So if you have a flair for relationships or a flair for counseling, hey, reach us, contact us. You can do any of our courses to become a certified relationship coach. All right, so look forward to seeing you. God bless you. Remember, like, share, subscribe. All right.